I can't hear you, Joe. You're mute. Your microphone's muted.
How's everything going?
Oh, it goes. I'm catching up on things even from last board meeting. We don't have an agenda tonight because Vince is supposed to do that. I have
we
not
have
heard
minutes, from, since minutes last, from the last meeting.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him since the last meeting. And we don't have the minutes because he was supposed to do that too. And again, haven't heard from him. So
okay. Well, that's okay. We'll make do.
We will.
Can you make me a co-host? And I'm going to share my screen, make sure it works.
That means I need to stop. Oh, wait, I'm not sharing my screen, am I? How do I make you a co-host?
So on Zoom.
Participants?
Well, go to my picture, and it's going to have three dots. Click on those three dots.
If you hover over dots. You're like right in the middle of my screen. On my laptop.
That's fine. So take your cursor and put it over my face.
Uh-huh.
And then in the upper right corner, you'll see mute and three dots.
I just see view. There's no three dots.
Hmm. Well, that's okay. I'll just email them to you.
Okay.
But we do need to be able to do this because this is going to happen every time. So when you put the cursor over my face, there's no blue box in the upper right corner.
No, there's just view. I don't use Windows. I only use Linux. So maybe there's a difference between the two versions.
Okay, yeah, Linux is kind of a outlier.
Let's see. Joe Gaines, more.
Yeah, more. That's it.
Make host.
There you go.
Well, that would make you the host and not me the host.
No. There's an option for co-host.
I don't see co-host. Just says host.
Well, just do you have anything to share on the screen?
I was going to share what I had for what I put in an email for an agenda.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll have
unless you want to do it from yours, that's fine. I just want to make sure this is recorded. That's my big thing.
It will be recorded. So what will happen is let's have you put the agenda up. And then when you're done, then you'll make me the host because there's no co-host option. And then because I'm not going to hang up on you. And then once I'm the host, everything right. stays the same. It's just then I can share my screen.
Okay. So why is it? Oh, reclaim host. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So and there should be. I am now the host. Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely a co-host option. Look around just like you did before and see if you see co-host. Or same thing, it's under more.
Well, let's see, it's under more. I got chat, stop video, make host, rename, allow to record local files, put in waiting room, remove and report. That's what I got.
And well, so you have a different user experience because of Linux, but that's okay.
You'd think that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah. I'm not there to look at it, so I don't know, but there's always a workaround, and the workaround is you'll just make me the host, and that's how we'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind. You're the only HOA I have that doesn't use my Zoom account. I actually prefer to do it because it's a lot easier for me to be organized. I don't forget meetings. They all pop up on my screen.
Uh-huh.
Nothing changes. You still do your thing.
Well,
it's just
the reason we did it this way and the reason we bought the Zoom account was, again, before we brought Goodwin on board, Troy Fielding and CCM would host it and he had complete control of everything. And
right.
we got understood real fast. He was not going to be nice to what we wanted to do.
Right. I get it.
We basically went and voted to buy our own and then went and bought it and then sent out stuff through the board that way.
Okay.
And he was like, he was so pissed off about that the Zoom meeting that he hosted September 28th, I asked him twice for the video files because he recorded it to the cloud.
Right.
And he said, oh, I'm checking with my attorney to make sure that that's HOA property. I wanted to slap him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't record my meetings because I just don't do it. I just take minutes. So
we record it because I put it on bphoa.info. For instance, I didn't take minutes from the last meeting or any notes, but I went back and listened to the recording and took 2 pages of notes.
Okay. Very good.
And it's also on there so that if someone misses the meeting, they can go back and see what happened.
Right. Now, I did invite all the homeowners. The problem is I still don't have very good participation on Town Square. I think last time I checked, we were up to 50. And then also, I don't have that many email addresses. So
right.
I anticipate zero visitors. But you'll know if they pop up.
Well, the other thing is that the USB key I sent you.
Yeah.
And I sent Vince and I sent Mo as well. Had on there under scanned documents. It had the contact list that CCM had, and there was a bunch of email addresses in there.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll look at that. You know what?
I'm going to ask what's her face for it because you said you forwarded it to her.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to ask her that.
All right. I'll look for it. Or if you have it handy, send it to me again. I would be interested in being able to add some of these emails. Yeah.
I can do that.
Hey, Vince, how's it going?
There he is.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How's everything going for you?
Busy day.
All right. Did you guys get any rain?
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, we got about an inch.
It was a beautiful storm that rolled through.
It was very much needed. And when you walk across my grass, it was like hay. And now it's starting to get green again. So that was wonderful. So with these later meetings, I look like Jesus. With the sun coming in the window, so I have to get up close like this so I don't get a sunburn. Okay, there's the agenda right there. Vince, I don't suppose you have the minutes from last meeting, do you?
I do not. I haven't went through the recording yet.
Okay. I think Keith listened to it, took some notes. Will you be taking minutes tonight?
Do that.
Okay.
Fantastic. But with the recording, right. I mean, it's being recorded, right?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. In my opinion, I think it's best just to do it immediately and then send it out to us because then it's fresh in our minds.
So how do you want to do it? Historically, it looks like it's been transcripted almost. I have a program that we use to transcript.
So minutes aren't a transcript. Minutes are only
bullet points. Right.
The main topics are attendance and votes, decisions. That's it. The he said, she said, and, you know, well, I don't think the pink house looks nice. I like yellow. You can skip all that in the minutes. We'll have the video if anyone wants to go back and look at it. But votes and decisions made. And if you get real into it, it's nice to hear who made the motions, who voted which way.
So are we supposed to record that? I've heard conflicting information.
I don't record any Zoom meetings. I just make sure the secretary takes the minutes, and it's pretty easy if you just follow that template.
Right, but the voting, I've heard two topics on it. One of them is it should not be recorded into record.
It is. That was false. Is. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to know those rules pretty well at Goodwin because if we make a mistake, there's a lot of homeowners that correct us. So we don't make those kind of mistakes. If you have a question about anything, I either know the answer right now because I've made all the mistakes a person can possibly make, or I find out. And then if it's a legal issue, then we'll get legal counsel. Can't remember his name now. What's our lawyer's name? Clint. Yeah, Clint. We use Adam Pugh a lot. Clint knows all the answers too.
I don't see Mo. She told me that she would be willing to do a board meeting tonight. She said she would be in Florida.
She's got a couple minutes. I only saw two trees down all day. So it wasn't like the tornado that went through a couple months ago.
Jamie's here. Hi, Jamie.
It looks like we got some.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
just checking.
Looks like we have some guests, so that's good.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through fine. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Jamie, how's the town square architecture request going?
Hold on, I'm still trying to set something up.
Okay, that's fine. We're not started yet.
No, we're probably going to wait a little bit because we'll make sure if anyone who's late wants to come in can get in. So I'm figuring around 8 minutes after or so we'll start.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm back. No, the town square's working great. I'm just not sure. Are the other two architectural members signed up yet?
One of them has never gotten on town square.
Okay, so I thought there was two. So me and one of the others.
Well, I can look it up real quick.
Because I know when I vote, it says, you know, one of two. So there's someone.
Okay, that's yeah. So you're right. Let me look it up, see who we have.
So what changes have we made on that?
On Town Square?
Right, yeah. I thought we had three previously.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, there's still another architectural member. They just haven't signed on to Town Square yet. I don't know why. Reached out to them and they said, oh, send the login information again. So I reached out to Joe and he sent them the info. So it's about all you can do.
Well, I'm going to do a little housekeeping while we're waiting. Yeah, that's right. So Jamie and Ellen and Ryan McLuckan, and then the third person has not signed up on Town Square.
Okay. Yeah, so it didn't show me who the other person was. It's Alvaro. I'll send him a message again and see if he let's get around and do it. I don't know why he hasn't.
Okay. So one important thing is, so the roofing and siding replacement. So the last step is you have to publish the letter.
And so I've never had to do that. I thought it was automatic.
It is not. So you click. Actually, I would like you to, can you get on Town Square right now?
No, I'll do it later. As long as I know that I can do it, I'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you click on the architecture application. And the right side, it's going to say, this project was approved, review verdict letter. It's a big green box. You review it, but you don't really have to review it very much because it's a template. So it says the same thing every time. And then you click publish, and then they get the letter.
Okay, because before it's always told me, oh, that the letter is being prepared or something like that. Basically telling me, okay, now that you voted, the verdict letter is being prepared.
So go back and click on the actual entry, the roofing, siding replacement in this example, and then it will do what I said.
Okay. It doesn't, but all the ones that I've done in the past, though, have you sent them their letters? Because there was one, I think, a couple weeks ago that I never published.
I did, and I think that's the siding and replacement.
So this is first one.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and send this one just to make sure it's done. There's another one, though, that we can work on. And that one is the shed, Kimberly Cook. And that was submitted on March or May 2nd. And so you just click on shed and let's see if anyone has voted. So Jamie has voted and we're waiting for Elaine. So if you could encourage Elaine to get on there and click on it, and then anyone on the ACC can review the verdict letter and then publish. And if you don't have that exact experience, then call me and let me know, but you will.
Okay. I'm in it right now. I'm on the roofing, siding, and replacement. All I see is a download verdict letter.
Okay, click on that.
Okay, it just download. I mean, isn't it supposed to just send it? Because now I just downloaded a PDF.
Okay, and then in the upper right corner, does it say publish?
No.
Okay, and it's because I've already done that one. I just
This is the roofing siding that you just told me to go in here and do. And I said,
I did it because I didn't want us to forget about it. And
I wasn't going to forget. I wanted to do it.
Okay. Well, you'll have the same chance on shed.
Okay.
When Elaine votes, then you go back in and click on review and then publish. And you know what? I'll do a test one. So you get the idea.
I see where it is now. So after it says, after it's published and someone publishes it, then it lets you, gives you the ability to download it if you want to.
Yeah. And it says it changes it from voting to approved. That's the important thing. I'm going to do a test one. I'm going to do a test one because we have time right now.
All right.
What is your address, Jamie?
It's the JCLODES.
And what's your address?
Oh, 2942.
2942. Okay. And everything is going to be a test. Well, you know what? This isn't going to work because we still have to have Elaine vote, so it's not going to matter.
That's okay. Now that I know.
Yeah. And we never did walk through this, so.
Yeah, no, I've been voting, and then it's been Sam prepared. But now that I know, I see up in the corner. I mean, it's pretty.
Now, sometimes in the middle column where it says created by, if people are having trouble with Town Square, they haven't signed up, I just submit it for them in the interest of time. And so if it says Joe Gaines, that's Joe Gaines submitting on the behalf of a homeowner. But it's still going to be all the same information.
Yeah.
And then let me look real quick and see how many people are on Town Square. Well, we're up to 64 people out of 278, so that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, because I don't know how many people are really all that interested in the HOA, to be fair.
No, most people aren't. Until you raise dues. Once you raise dues, then everyone's interested.
Yeah.
If I ever want to have 100% attendance, I raise dues $10 and my email blows up, my phone rings off the hook, and I have perfect attendance for the next meeting. And then they find a new management company.
Usually, even when we raise dues, we don't get 100% attendance. We get maybe a quarter, maybe.
Right. Well, a quarter is pretty good. You have a big community. All right, it's 7:08.
I say we start the meeting. So the meeting starts at 19:08 hours, 7:08 p.m. Joe, do you want me to let you share your screen, or do you want to just go off of the agenda I have here?
Well, let's look at the agenda because it's going to go away. Approved last meeting's minutes. So if we have something prepared, we can do that.
We don't.
Update on the billionaires. I'm prepared to talk about that. Update documents required by Texas. Okay, yeah.
So that didn't happen. That you asked Clint Brown to take care of for us.
Okay. I'll make sure that happened. He would have sent that to you, and you would have signed it
from him.
Okay, so I'll have to call Clint. Okay. Progress toward painting house numbers at the curb. So let's just remember to talk about that. Mailbox lighting. So I can get a third party quote, but that's going to be more expensive. I can't remember if you.
The biggest thing is the permission. The biggest thing is the permissions. I haven't been able to get permission from the post office, at least official permission.
Okay.
We also had a break in, it looks like, in one of our boxes.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So I'm not sure if that is going to be viable, at least doing it with permission. I mean, we could just throw it on there if you wanted to, but I don't know how, you know, what type of liability that could potentially cause. I mean, it's only safety lighting, so you wouldn't think it would cause any problems, but
so let me start with this. I know it's not actually on the agenda, but it's sort of on the agenda because we don't have the minutes of the last meeting, but I went and.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't we have minutes from the last meeting?
Well, the secretary is supposed to do the minutes.
Mr. Secretary, why don't we have minutes from the last meeting?
I was never given that task.
You're the secretary. I think that was in an email that was sent out from Keith a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, it was also in the last meeting. You said you'd do them. It's on the recording. We have on the website.
We have the recording. We can get them done.
Okay.
What are we going to vote on for this meeting then? Keith, do you have minutes for this meeting, for the last meeting, that we can vote on? Since
no, I just have notes. I don't have any minutes.
Well, we'll approve the minutes in the next meeting. That's a administrative thing.
It is an administrative thing, except here's the problem. The problem is that we have board members that want to be on the board and they want to have an impact on our community, but they're actually not doing what our documents state that they should be doing, and that's impeding progress in the neighborhood. So I would like to see minutes for the next meeting, I guess, for the previous two meetings. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I agree with that.
Fair enough. And it's a good idea, Vince, like I said, just to take my version of minutes, the legal version, as opposed to transcribing everything.
Okay, if you guys don't want to show me to do it, I'll just do it my own way then. That's fine.
What are the legal minutes? I don't understand what you mean by legal minutes.
Minutes aren't transcribing everything that was said. That's great if you want to do that, but official legal minutes of a board meeting are... these specific things, Vince. When the meeting was called to order, and in this case, 7:08 p.m., who's present, what board members are absent, and then any decisions made or votes taken, and who made the motion, who seconded the motion, how did everyone vote? That's all public record. And then when the meeting was adjourned. And so those are the main points. So minutes are easy. Now you can go back and transcribe and watch videos and all that, but those are the main things. And if you can do that, then we've passed legal muster. So, okay. I think we've covered the minutes.
Okay. Let me give a recap of what happened at the last meeting. Cause there's one, I know at least one thing that we have to share legally. So let me just blow through this real quick.
Okay.
We approved the December 15th board meeting minutes. We talked briefly about the annual meeting minutes and decided that those would be unapproved and would be on both bphoa.info and Town Square. We discussed the violations policy. I volunteered for a ride-along inspection with Juan. Let's see, we discussed the annual meeting bullet points. And I put those on bphoa.info. If I haven't, I'll go back and look, but I think I did. We discussed the billing error. The board voted to take no negative billing action until July 1st, 2022. We discussed the erroneous document recorded at the county and disavowing it. The board voted unanimously to ask Mr. Brown to draft something to disavow. I need to get with Mr. Brown so that we can get that rolling. We discussed the mailbox lighting issue. Vince, you were supposed to send a link to the board about what that's going to look like, and get permission from the post office. We briefly discussed the newsletter. Hang on, turning the page. Discussed painting house numbers on the curb. Jamie said that his Boy Scout troop would do it. Mo said that there's a Girl Scout troop that also might be interested. We also said we need to give people the opportunity to deny that. And Mo said she'd take point on it. We finalized the landscaping, who the landscaper would be. It's JLS. And the board voted 2-1 to finalize that decision. The board discussed reimbursements for me for my receipts. We also, a discussion involving Vince and his receipts ensued, with me and Joe agreeing to reimburse Vince for his expenses. The board set the following dates tentative for board meeting dates: May 25th, July 27th, September 28th, and November 9th, all of them at 1900 or 7 p.m. The board set the following social functions: October 4th for 3-0 at 5 p.m., June 4th for an ice cream social at 10 a.m., and December 8th for a hot chocolate social at 6 p.m. Homeowner complaints issue, I brought up 2607 Andres Way for reimbursement of junk that was hauled away that was left there by the previous homeowner. The board decided to give him half. I just sent that invoice or that receipt to Joe today. So we'll get that taken care of. And then in executive session, the board voted to forgive all the collection fees from 2018 through 2021. The vote was 2-1.
Okay.
And now we're up to date.
All right. And let's have a motion to approve the minutes.
Well, we don't actually have the minutes to approve. That was just
right. Okay. So we can't do verbal minutes.
We'll do that at the next meeting.
Okay. Okay. So the minutes are taken care of. And then did you have something else that you wanted to talk about?
The billing error.
Okay. I have that in a PDF. So
if you have that in a PDF?
Well, I have the what we call AR past due.
Okay. That's not for public consumption though, right?
We'll do that at the executive session.
Okay. So I just want the folks to know, I think we've caught up to pretty much who's paid their dues and who hasn't. We've even caught up to the folks that were prepaid. What we don't have is people who are on payment plans, and that's still something we need to work out. I was going to ask the other two board members if we could ask Mr. Brown send a demand letter to Connect Community Management demanding all our stuff. So I make that motion now. Do I hear a second?
Molly or Vince?
I second it.
Okay. A second's been heard. Mr. Secretary, would you please poll the board?
How do you vote, Keith?
I vote yes.
And I also vote. Motion carries.
Did you poll Mo?
Mo?
I vote yes. Thank you for asking.
All right. 3-0.
It's unanimous. We need to have something drafted by Mr. Brown get our documents from CCM.
Okay. And then remind him to do the legal documents too, if he's not done that already.
Yeah.
While you're on the phone.
What legal documents are we talking about?
Well, last time we talked about the last board meeting, we talked about the thing the reported at the
regulatory
that's illegal for that allows the board to charge fines for infractions. And we voted then to have Mr. Brown draft something, and that hasn't happened yet. So that's something I need to remind him to do.
So remind me again, the two things that we're going to ask Mr. Brown to do: a request from CCM about residents who are on payment plans and
All our documents, not just payment plans, all our documents.
Okay. But we really need the payment plans.
Yeah. And the other thing is the thing that was recorded in 2013 at the Williamson County, where it said that the board had the right to fine for infractions when we actually don't. We want to disavow that.
Didn't we ask him about that?
We voted on it. It never actually got out to him. So I'm going to send him that email tonight.
I thought we did discuss that in an email. Maybe that was something else.
Yeah, maybe we did. I don't remember that, but yeah, maybe. So let's see. And that's the update on the documents required by Texas. That's what I'm talking about. That's a different thing. I'm sorry. That's what we asked Joe to ask Mr. Brown to file the documents that are required by the state of Texas for the HOA, which they imposed on us back in September of last year.
Do you want to ask Clint to prepare that while you're on the phone with him?
I don't know if I'll be on the phone. I'll send him an email. But you sent him an email and he said he'd get on it. And that's the last I heard from it. That was the last email I got.
If you remind him in that email, then it's coming from the board president as well.
Okay.
These are boilerplate documents. They're real simple for him to do. He just pushes a button. They print out. He sends it to the board president. You sign. You have to mail back to his office because it has to be the original signature, or what they call wet ink. And then he files it, and then we're all legal.
Okay.
And yeah, that should have been done back in September.
Yeah. Well, it's not been done yet.
Well, that's okay. We're making it right.
So sorry, Keith, to interrupt, but you sent an email to Mr. Brown on the 29th of March about the documents and the fining. So yeah, so I'm going to just forward this whole string to you, okay?
Okay, that'll work. I got two computers here, so I'm bouncing between the two.
It's quite a few emails in it.
Yeah, you should see the emails I have on my computer. You'd be like, dude, how do you find anything? Yeah, thanks. No, my computer just told me I got mail. So we'll get that rolling. Progress toward painting house numbers at the curb. At the last meeting, Mo, you said you'd take point on that. Has anything been done with that, or are we just too many things in the way? What's going on?
So you can, I looked it up, and you can actually borrow a curb painting kit from the city of Round Rock, and you can have it for 2 weeks. Okay. So and you can check it out through the online portal of the library.
Okay.
So I don't know, and I should have called them and asked. I don't know if we can have one person check it out and do a bunch of numbers, or if we can tell them we want to do a community, and because they'll provide the paint and the numbers.
Oh, wow.
And see if they'll provide enough paint to do the community. Right. I am concerned, though, that not everybody's going to want to have it done.
Right.
However, how I'm also concerned about how we would organize, who would want it done and who wouldn't. We'd pretty much, although we, I mean, we'd pretty much have to go door to door and ask.
I got a suggestion on that. I just thought about, actually, if you just put it in the newsletter.
Oh, okay, good idea.
And to say, whoever wants the number painted for free on their curb, and then whatever you want to do, either email or, you know, but I figure since that goes out to every home anyway, that's probably the best thing to do it. And then you can get a list of whoever wants it done.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Mo, can we add that to the newsletter?
Well, I just got a proof from her today. And so let me see if she'll add that into.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'd sent it, because also today, I was running some errands. I was over at my daughter's apartment and noticed that it's getting to be mosquito time again. And it made me think about those mosquito eradicator things that we were talking about, Keith.
Yeah,
it's getting to be that time. If maybe we could put that in the newsletter as well, that the HOA will supply. And I'm drawing a blank on what the name of them there, but there's two per box. So it was only going to be half as much as what we thought about. If y'all still wanted to do that, I just remembered it today. I figured I'd bring it up again to see if you wanted to offer it to anyone in the neighborhood who wants one to hang it up in their backyard. And it reduces the mosquito population by about 95%. So they're pretty awesome.
Wow.
If we get enough people to do it in the neighborhood, it'd be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to know what it is, and we'd also have to know how much it costs. So
yeah, I sent a picture of it. I think it's called, I've got one in the garage. It basically works out to about $10 a tube. It's $20 a box. So that's $10. I think I'd have to go back and show. I can get you that information. I sent it all to you, but I can't remember offhand because it's been a year since I put one up. I think it's called, I don't know. I'll get you the information.
Get us the information, and the three of us will vote on it via email. We'll let people know at the next board meeting what we voted. And if we vote to approve that, then I
say, you'd want to put it in the newsletter right away. We can't wait 2 months to get it out.
What I was going to say is we could put it on Town Square and also on bphoa.info. So that would be a way of notifying folks as well. And you could send out an email blast to the folks on your list.
I'll get y'all the information here tonight on what it is and how much it costs.
Okay.
And y'all just vote on it. And if y'all vote yes, then get it in this newsletter.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Thanks.
So, okay. That sounds good. Progress towards mailbox lighting. Vince, you were talking about it briefly earlier. Do you want to let everyone know what we were talking about?
Yes. I tried to get in touch with the person in charge of the equipment, the replacement, and I've not got a call back on that yet for official permission, but there is a process you have to go through. I haven't been contacted back on that, but we do need permission to make any changes, or if we were to do any repairs on that mailbox. So they haven't even fixed it yet, so I'm not sure putting something on top of that would be a wise decision without proper approval.
Right. I agree. Don't want to get in trouble with the post office.
Right. And they're probably going to replace that, right? So.
Well, they're going to have to.
Which post office did you go to the post office and try to talk to a postmaster or something, Vincent?
Yes, I did. And called them.
At Double Creek?
Yep. The one down Double Creek.
Yeah. Well, that's dadgummit. What did they say to you in person?
They referred me to a number and tried to email their customer support service, but I didn't get anywhere.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get approval for that and get those up, because that would help, I think, with those mailboxes being vandalized. I know that there's one on Bradford Park that's one you're talking about, Vince. The whole back end of it is just gone.
Yeah, the center box is
destroyed. Okay, so that's mailbox lighting. We're down to homeowner concerns. This is a fast board meeting. Does anybody have any homeowner concerns?
Actually, I do. What happened with the landscaping? I mean, last I heard you guys approved it, I saw an email go out to JLS. Uh-huh. And I thought that was it.
It is it. Yeah. So they were going to start Tuesday. And if they didn't cut, then I'll give them a call. And but they are all set up officially. They have so the signed contract.
Right, right. I understand now. So what was the delay? Did they mention it? Were they holding out on?
They just wanted to have a signed contract before they got started.
Oh, I thought that. Okay.
And then we require insurance and W-9, which they gave us. So they're set to go. It takes a while to onboard a new vendor. But now we're all good. 400 per visit.
So I have a question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
I asked you earlier, I think it was this week or last, about the medians. They're owned by the city of Round Rock, and they've got weeds that are growing up out of them. Were you able to get a hold of anyone at the city?
Those wheels turn pretty slow. I think we're going to be better this time, and I think Vince maybe had that idea. Let's just have the landscapers do it this one time to get them taken care of.
Okay.
And then we'll see when. Historically, anytime I get the city involved to cut weeds along the street or something like that, it's just quicker to do it ourselves.
So okay.
Doesn't cost much.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that in an email. Just have them do it this one time. Right. While we try to get hold of the city. That might be why we started doing the what's so-called common areas, which we're not sure if those are actually ours or not, because maybe the city wasn't doing them.
A lot of times we just have the landscapers do the common area. That way it's on a schedule and we don't have homeowners upset. So, and you know, the landscapers are pretty cheap. So.
Okay. Any other homeowner concerns? Going once, going twice. Okay, I guess we're sold. We're going to go into executive session. Executive session is for board members and the property manager only, because we're going to be talking about people's accounts and things like that, and we can't just give that out to the public. If there's any votes that are made in that, we will make that public at the next board meeting. So at this time, if you're not a board member, please exit the Zoom call.
And we're going to make a motion to adjourn the board meeting, and then
The board meeting doesn't end until we're out of executive session. We'll do that in executive session.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Okay, let's see who we still have. I only see board members on the call now.
Let me see here real quick, because yeah, I only see board members now too. Let me stop sharing, or let me stop recording.
Right. And Vince, we don't take minutes at the executive session. It's just an oral summary, but we don't write anything.